The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Today, what is it like, really like, to work with Lady Gaga? Her choreographer is here to tell us everything and teach us her signature dance moves. Plus, Meghan and Harry return to the royal spotlight in the most epic way. You'll have to see the picture. But first, Bill and Hillary Clinton are finally telling all about the affair that rocked America. I'm Carissa, this is Justin and Morgan. Welcome to Daily Pop. It's a good start. We're dropping highlighters.
Highlighter already fell off. I just got to meet her.
Very good.
That means it's a good day.
Good day. It's a Friday. Thank God.
All right. So the new 4-part Hillary documentary just dropped on Hulu. And wow, it gets into everything, including Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky. Watch as he tries to explain why he cheated.
Nobody sits down and thinks, I think I'll take a really irresponsible risk. You feel like you're staggering around. You've been in a 15-round prize fight that was extended to 30 rounds. Here's something to take your mind off of for a while. That's what happens. Whatever life, not just me, everybody's life has pressures and disappointments and terrors, fears of whatever. Things I did to manage my anxieties for years. This is not a defense, it's an explanation.
It was not easy for him to get through that either. I hadn't seen the clips, I just read the article.
I haven't watched the whole documentary, I've seen the clips, and one of our producers who has watched it all, she will say, you know, with the Clintons, sometimes because they've been in politics so long, she says, you know, you can sometimes tell they seem rehearsed and polished and, you know, say
of
the
course.
Right things.
Yeah.
She's like, this time you really feel like the walls are completely down,
mm-hmm.
they're completely opening up,
right.
and you are really getting the real story.
I think also it's the right time, right? They have nothing to lose. Like, she's no longer running for president. They can really just be themselves and kind of relive those moments. And I think if she's going to do a documentary about her life at this stage, you couldn't do one, and I think she even said it, without including that. So many people have speculated it for years and years and years. And I think his explanation made a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it made a lot of sense in the, like, I guess the big scheme of things and when you're in retrospect. But
he made
the husband said,
bad mistake.
Oh, I was really anxious, so I did this to get my mind off things. It's not the best excuse to hear.
It's definitely not one that excuses anything, and it's definitely not one that makes it better or makes it easier, but I do think
it's real.
He obviously regrets the decision. I think he realizes that the hurt it has caused and has caused for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
People make mistakes. He happened to be the most powerful person in the entire world who made that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It happens. People are human beings. It happens.
Yeah, and I was reading online that people were like, oh, that's not a real excuse, or that's not a good enough excuse. It's like, do you want the truth, or do you want an excuse?
That's a
because
good point.
I'm going to give you the truth.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of times, you know, when people say things and it's not what you want to hear, or you've been thinking it's going to be some big revelation at the end of the day, this has been going on for almost 3 decades.
Yeah, it's
like,
crazy how long.
We've heard all of it. It's funny to me that they put out this documentary now. I almost feel like this humanizes the Clinton so much that had you had the documentary come out
before she ran,
this might have been the moment that she got that extra push, because we've been waiting. And I know a lot of times people say, why now? Why do this now? They've been hearing other people tell their story for so long that they probably were like, you know what? I'm done.
I think a lot of her supporters are saying that too, like saying like, girl, you could have been a little more transparent like this right before you decided to run for president. Like, it could have really helped you.
Yeah, but damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Also, that whole situation was a little messy anyway, so.
Right.
Let's not.
So here's the thing, and I think we can all agree, if this affair happened today, would it be as big a deal as it was then?
I think right now, in terms of like the Me Too era, I think it would have been. I mean, first of all, you've said this has been going on for 3 decades. When we talk about this, it's still like a hot topic, right?
Yes.
Anytime it comes up, anything with Monica Lewinsky that we've even discussed on the show, it's like moves to the priority list of our show. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if this were to happen now, it would be even bigger than then. I don't think it would have been less of a big deal at all.
I don't think he would have been impeached.
Okay, well, there's a lot of factors. Like, is this happening after Donald Trump is the president? Or, like, where are we in the scale here? Right. You have to take that into account.
No, you have to take that into account. I think if it happened in 2020, I think a lot of things would be different because, you know, back in the 90s, people ran on family values, morals, and God's country. I've watched the debates this whole time. Ain't nobody mentioned Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody's running on that anymore. But back in the 90s, that's what people did. And I think church and state, even though they were separate, they were still the same thing. So morality doesn't even come into question anymore.
I think there's a separation now between what happens in your personal life and are you a good politician? Are you a good person at your job? Are you a good president? You know, like, I do feel like nowadays, back then, it was really intertwined because he lied to the American people. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah.
You know, now it's, I just feel as though it would not be as big of a deal. It would be swept under the rug.
No way.
It would be like, that's what goes on in their marriage. We can't judge.
No way.
Yeah.
That would have been a massive scandal.
We still have those conversations all the time.
For celebrities, the president of the United States, I think if he were to have an affair with an intern during this Me Too movement, it would be massive.
I mean, it would be massive.
Massive. People would flip out.
But would it be as massive as it was then with Clinton? I don't know that it would be as massive.
Do you feel like because we are more sexualized as a society now that things are just not as taboo?
We're just kind of like, okay, so maybe they have an open marriage. Yeah. I don't know. It would just be
I mean, you have an open marriage if you're Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, not if you're the president and the first lady.
No, I agree.
I still think that people hold the president. Well,
we have this God
it's
complex.
It's a confusing time.
I don't know if we really hold the president.
You can't hold the president currently to certain standards, but I think then.
It depends on which one.
If Barack Obama cheated on his wife.
We fight.
He would no longer be the president. It would be
gone.
Yeah,
but he's also a black man.
That shouldn't be treated differently.
And the love that Michelle and Barack show each other so publicly is different than what we see.
Let's pretend they don't have as solid of a relationship as they do. They're perfect. So let's not even.
But. I think if you are a president who went in, again, with family values, morals, I think what Barack Obama did was he went in and said, we are a tight-knit family. We are a unit. I love my wife. I do.
And it happened to be the real deal.
And it happened to be the real deal. If he had turned his back and slid back on that, people would say, you're a liar. What else could you lie about?
Yeah.
The same thing with Hillary and Bill. If Bill would have said, yo, I was drunk one night in that Oval Office, things got a little crazy, my wife and I are dealing with it as a couple, this is what we're gonna do, people would have forgave him and it wouldn't have been an impeachable thing.
They handled it, that's the thing. I think maybe
PR.
Now it would have been, I think now there would have been a chance if this happened that he would have been more forthcoming.
I agree.
It's like, hey, I think
you gotta own it.
Because they know now, we know now from the past, like, the truth will come out.
Right,
it will. Like, you, no matter, you can try to squash as much as you can, but eventually it's gonna come out.
Mm-hmm. And eventually it comes out at a point where you don't even really care anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So also in the documentary, Hillary opens up about the affair. Listen to what she told Bill to do after he told her what he did. Mm.
I said, if this is gonna be public, you have got to go tell Chelsea.
She said, well, you have to go tell your daughter. She said, that's worse than me. And so I did that, which was awful. Justifiably, what I did was wrong.
By the way, If that had happened to me and I was the first lady and I had been riding or dying with you and taking heat and taking bullets and you did that to me, I would have parked that chair just like that photo and watched your ass tell your daughter, and I would have dared you to water down this story. I would have been like, nope, tell her every single thing.
But that's also hard. She was a teenager.
If that was me, I would not want to be a part of that conversation at all. I would be like, that's between you and your daughter, because because here's the thing. My respect for you right now is at an all-time low, right? So if I jump in that room, I'm going to be swaying your daughter's opinions. I don't want my daughter's opinion of you to change, okay? Because you're still her father, and so I don't know how you're going to handle this. I don't care how you handle this, but this is going to affect the rest of her life. And so you got to be there for her. And like this photo, you know, was so significant because this was the next day after something. I can't remember. Like the one of the biggest announcements, I think, is right when it leaked. And, you know, Chelsea's in between them holding hands. Hillary said how that was such a significant moment and realized how strong her daughter is. Again, only 18 at the time to say, you know, I'm here with you, mom and dad, through this.
First of all, she was 18. Ooh. You're right. I'm a man, and I already know if my husband told me to do something like that, I would go in that room and be like, you know, I saw this guy named Gary, and we made out a few times, and like, it wasn't that big of a deal, but people are gonna make it a big deal. They're gonna say I did all this stuff, and it's gonna be this, da, da, da. I know how men work. They love to water things down. You have to be there, and you have to make a man say exactly what happened, and explain the ramifications, and explain this is how your life is gonna change.
See, because I disagree. To your wife, not to your teenager.
Not to hear on the internet.
No, but that's a different line. That's a different line. She also doesn't want to hear about how her father engaged sexually with an intern in the Oval Office. I don't want to hear about my dad doing that. I can't
only
even say that.
She's 18. Older than her. 3 years.
Yeah, 18. You don't want to know about 21. Your parents cheating on your parents with details? No way.
I have seen too many families break up because they find out things off the street. If I'm going to open the New York Times and I'm going to get a detailed moment, and all of my friends at college are going to get detailed moments of what happened, and I'm finding out from other people, I would be pissed. I am an adult. I am 18. Treat me like an adult.
I'm sure he said to her, I engaged in sexual relationships with a woman that was working for me. It was not the right thing to do. I'm not proud of it. He's not going to go into vulgar details of
how
many times.
But he's also not going to minimize it so much.
No, and he knows that she's going to hear about it. She's also 18. She's extremely intelligent. She could have formed her own opinion. And she doesn't, at some point, you don't want to know everything.
Guess what?
She knows her father messed up, and it's a huge scandal, and she has to stand by both.
If it were me, I would just, like, I just need to know the gist. Like, I don't need to know.
It's your dad. You don't want to know what your dad is doing with a 23-year-old
intern.
It's like,
the point is you hurt mom, and this is going to be something that affects all of us.
And you've embarrassed us as a family. Right.
What I do know is, I know Beyonce one day is going to be like, Blue Ivy's going to be like, why'd you write Lemonade? And she's going to be like, you go talk to your daddy in the kitchen and make him explain why I wrote Lemonade. And if he just says, well, there was this woman named Becky and she just had some pretty hair and daddy just liked to touch her hair sometimes, I would be like, listen to song number 7 and go talk to him again. It's gonna happen. You gotta explain to children, not children, young adults. If you're gonna have the birds and the bees talk with your daughter, you can tell her what you did.
I mean, I think tell her what you did.
We're not talking about the Cinemax version of it.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to know.
Clip notes.
I need FX.
Ignore him. That's not what he would do. No.
All right, you guys, coming up, Wendy Williams is mom shaming Ashley Graham. Was Ashley's desperate mom move totally relatable? Or did she go too far? We'll discuss.
Go call Becky with the good hair.
$25.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Epic.
Harry and Meghan have returned to London in the most epic way possible. You guys have seen the shot of them in the rain. Like, is this a real photo?
That's a framer if I've ever seen one.
Oh,
that
God.
Really was dramatic, huh?
It looks like an ad for Every Kiss Begins with K.
Yes, it does. I literally saw this and thought, could there be a more perfect paparazzi photo?
That's what it looks like when you happy, you're not living for nobody else, you eating garlic, you eating shellfish, you ain't gotta wear pantyhose to sleep. Like, you are just living your life.
And I love
pantyhose
the dress.
To sleep. Mm-hmm. The dress was beautiful.
Victoria Beckham dress.
Yeah, gorgeous.
With
I love the
extensions
color.
In. With her extensions in.
Her hair, I will say, top notch. Face looking incredible. Love the color. He's always in a blue suit though.
With the Tony pony.
I want him.
She wore a Tony pony. This makes me so happy right now.
Tony pony.
We call it a Tony pony.
Oh, we do. What's that? Why?
In the black community, it's just called a Tony pony.
Oh,
some
okay.
people call it a phony pony. Some people call it a wraparound. I call it a Tony pony because my Aunt Tony used to wear it all the time.
Oh,
it is,
okay.
It is good. It's positioned very well. It's got the perfect wave in the back. She really did. She's so happy because she's just excited to get flash bulbs in her face again. She hasn't done that in a little bit.
And I'm
bit.
Just like, are you sure you had a baby, girl? She looks amazing.
She I can't with the... She.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on to Wendy Williams. So Wendy just mom-shamed Ashley Graham for changing her baby's diaper on the floor of a Staples store. So here's what she said on her show.
She changed him in the aisle. Now, personally speaking, I don't want to see this, but here's my thought. This is what people revere. Now, mothers are looking at Ashley and saying, well, if she can do it, I can do it too. No, the hell you can't. I just wish that she would have done something different.
Mm-hmm.
I want your opinions. What do you guys...
The mom of the group is
I
like,
do. Because I've got an opinion,
think?
But I want to hear yours. Because you guys aren't parents, and I think it's different.
A lot of people say, oh, this is natural, this is natural, and I totally get it. And, like, when you're in a bind,
Things happen unexpectedly.
Things happen unexpectedly, and, I was a nanny for so many years, and I'm going to be a father at some point. You know, I think a one-year-old or a two-year-old needing to use the restroom is also natural, but I'm not going to take my kid's pants, pull them down at Staples, and let him pee in the corner because... That's just a natural part of human life.
Well, and the pee in the store?
Changing a diaper is natural, but I also think there's a moment where you call an Uber and you say, okay, I'm going to meet you around the corner in 5 minutes. Can you stay here for 5 minutes, sir, while I change my son behind the car, put the diaper in the thing, and we can take off? And the reason why I say that is because, again, I'm a nanny. I know I'm going to be a dad. You never know who's lurking around that corner.
It's also just, listen, you are obviously, as a new mother with an infant child, you find yourself in binds, I'm sure, more than often than not. And children going through their diapers, I'm sure, happens very frequently. And I understand she probably wanted to handle the situation quickly. She brought the diaper changing table or whatever
Matt.
With her. Matt, thank you. But I agree with you. I don't think this needs to be done in a Staples aisle. I just feel like that is a shared common space. And changing your child in a parking lot or in the trunk of your car, laying it down, totally understand that. I think that's obviously needs to happen.
Yeah.
I just think, like, it's still human feces, right? I know it's a baby, but, like, having a dirty diaper on the floor that other people need to be in,
yeah.
I just don't think that's the right choice. I get the relatable mom thing. It happens. I just don't think
okay,
it was
so
the right.
Okay, so let me tell you guys a little story.
Of course you did.
I want to hear it because I understand these things happen.
Chase was about 3 months old. And we went to the bank, and it was a small little bank, and we had to park miles away, not miles, but, you know, blocks away. I'm sitting there, we're waiting, we're opening actually an account for Chase. And as I'm feeding Chase, like with a bottle, not breastfeeding, but he has a complete blowout. And I mean, like, all over his clothes, all over me.
Like poop.
Poop everywhere, all over me. And it's disgusting, and it's gross, and it stinks. So it's only going to get worse the more we all sit here and pretend like that didn't happen, or I can change him. So I say to the lady, I'm like, do you have a bathroom I can use? She's like, no, we don't have a bathroom. We're like a tiny little bank. We don't have, like, bathrooms that you can use. And I was like, well, girl, then it's happening on your filing cabinet because, I mean, we've got a baby all over the place. And so I did. I had to change him at a U.S. bank. I think I even took a picture at the moment because it was just so ironic. Here's the other thing. There was only 4 wipes left, and I needed more than 4 wipes. It was a tough situation, okay? No mom wants to be in that situation.
Right.
But it freaking happens, and you have, like, 2 options. You're like, do we all walk around, and yes, it's feces in a public area, but the feces is out, it's everywhere, and there's more chances of it getting on more things if I just let this poop-filled shirt and poop-filled shorts hang out on him.
Right.
Than it is if I just
but it's
take 2 minutes to change him.
There's a bathroom in Staples.
But it's also...
No?
But It's also a bank, and you're opening an account for your son who doesn't need the money tomorrow. He ain't getting a direct deposit.
He didn't need
a direct deposit in 3 weeks. You could have taken yourself to the car or said, you know what,
we'll come back another day. Are you kidding me? We were there for an hour. I was not starting that process all over again.
No, I do understand that. I think it really just goes back to, like, to each their own. We are not Ashley Graham. We were not in that moment. We don't know what happened. I mean, we know what happened, but she did what she thought was the best solution for her. So, I mean, it's easy for me to sit here and look at the photo and think, there could have been a bathroom or, you know, you don't, but
and
I guess you're
in a, she's in New York and maybe she didn't have her car. Maybe she walked
right
there. Maybe
very good
she
point.
Took a taxi
very
there.
Good
maybe she
point.
Took an Uber there. I don't know her situation either. All I know is I highly doubt Ashley was like, this is exactly what how I'm going to handle this situation. It was one of those
unexpected sort of do what you have to do.
There's literally crap everywhere. What do I do?
I don't think those paper clips were a life or death situation, just like I don't think that direct deposit was needed in, for another 17 years. Like, I see you and I know where you're coming from. I just would have been like, you know what? Today wasn't the day. Let me walk to the car. Let me change this up. Let me clean myself up. If I feel like taking the kid and walking back the three blocks to the bank, then I'm like, okay, let's do this again. Let's try one more time.
I also, who took her photo?
Who, my photo?
No, hers.
Oh, probably her husband or...
Right.
Something. You know?
I mean, look, I don't have an infant child, so I don't know what it's like. I can't wait till I do and it all over me. And I'm like,
I can't wait. Right. Well, you guys will be in this situation and you'll be like, I know I said I would never do this, but
I'm never going to tell you. I'm never going to put it on Instagram.
I just wasn't ashamed of it at that point because I was like, look, guys, this is what happened today. Like, got real today.
No, it is what it is. And like, obviously you think it's fine and some people won't think it's fine. I once got in trouble. I was at a very nice hotel in a very nice island and this lady was letting her one-year-old run around without a diaper, which I know a lot of one-year-olds do all the time. However, I do watch a lot of Dateline and I know I watch a lot of Law & Order SVU. It's true. So I said to the lady, she goes, I hope you don't mind. I said, oh, I don't mind. But I was like, there's creepos everywhere. Like, you might want to be careful. And she was like, why would you say that? And I'm like, because Mariska Hargitay tells me that there's a lot of creepos around here. Yeah. Like, you just have to know that. This woman gave me the stankiest look I've ever seen in my life. And then I saw 20 minutes later, she realized that people had cameras everywhere. You never know who's lurking around the corner. Yeah. So, yeah, you think it's cute. I'm wiping my baby's ass in Staples. But what if Joe from around the corner from Prospect Place is like, oh, my God, I'm going to send this to Steve. You just don't know. I know it's creepy, but you have to think about those kind of things. You just can't let kids be kids anymore. And you can't just, like, let your kids get naked in the middle of somewhere.
Yeah, I think also that's the other thing. Like, if you're going to put emojis all over your child to cover them, then maybe just don't post the photo.
You guys, tweet us your thoughts. I'm dying to hear from the moms out there. Have you ever had experience this? Nobody's ideal situation, but has it happened to you? Mm. Okay, up next, the bride who didn't invite her gay uncle to the wedding because she didn't want to upset her in-laws. Is this understandable?
Not a fun wedding. We'll talk about it.
That baby's very cute, too.
There's a wedding debate that has people divided. The parent of a bride says they aren't sure if they should invite the bride's gay uncle to the wedding because the groom's family does not approve of his lifestyle.
Okay.
The bride is close with her uncle and wants him there, but also doesn't want to cause a whole big scene, so the family is torn. What do y'all think?
That's a very unfortunate place to be.
That is an unfortunate place to
be. That's not easy.
I was saying this morning, I'm such a headstrong person.
You are?
Yeah, I can tell. And I just don't think that there's any way I would ever let somebody dictate who I can and can't invite to my wedding.
Oh.
And like, this is my day, and this is my uncle, and he's very important to me. You guys can... just deal with it.
If I was the gay uncle, I would hire the band that did Beyonce's Homecoming at Coachella.
Like, come in.
And I would literally like walk in like with my Daisy Dukes and like do the whole nine yards. It's so funny because I went to Catholic school my whole life and I'm a practicing Catholic. And there was a moment where I started thinking to myself about the same things because I had a similar thing happen at a wedding where I couldn't serve in the wedding because my friend's wedding because her parents were very religious.
Conservative.
And, you know, it got me thinking. And I had this aha moment in my head. And it's going to sound really funny, but when I was having this aha moment in church, I was actually being serious. And I thought to myself, Jesus Christ walked around with 12 men at all times, the 12 apostles. one of those motherfuckers had to be gay, bisexual, or something, or fluid. You know what I mean? Like, in my mind. And also, The Last Supper is one of the most famous moments in the Bible. What straight man has 13 place settings for his friends? Like, there must have been one. And I often go back to that time and time again, and I talk to a priest about it. I've talked to a pastor about it. Jesus, God loves gay people, and I don't understand why people can't understand that.
Well, I don't understand.
Not to make it religious or not to make it crazy, but I just had this really random thought.
Yeah. I just don't understand, like, letting your groom's family's prejudice, like,
affect your invite
day.
I could understand feeling that pressure. You want the day to go off without a hitch, right? You don't want to ruffle too many feathers, even though it's your day. You're probably not paying for that day. So I'm sure there's a lot of different factors. But at the end of the day, what are you going to feel like when you do not invite the person that you love and care about in the world to your wedding? You're going to look back and he's not going to have been there. You're going to hate your in-laws.
No,
but the fact that was even a question.
It's like you should, and they should never have put this bride in a position where she needs to choose about inviting her uncle who happens to be gay to her wedding. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. But she should have been like immediately. It shouldn't even been a thing.
But like, I could understand how she feels like, I'm marrying somebody, you know what I mean? I can see how she is thinking about the fact that it bothers them and she doesn't want the day to be affected by it. Yeah. That pressure would weigh on me. I just would be like, go F yourself.
And I would warn my uncle. I would say, look, they're not the nicest people. So please just try to avoid them because
they're
not the people you're going to want to talk to.
We're coming together for the union of me and my husband. Everyone's just going to get along and deal with their issues for the day.
Remember Gaga at the Super Bowl coming in? Like flying in, that's what I would do like if I was gay.
All right, speaking of Gaga, actually, now that you say that, up next, we're gonna take you inside Lady Gaga's world. The man behind her most famous music videos is here. Get ready to dance, get on your feet. He's gonna teach us some moves when
we get
back.
Don't you think one of the apostles was like, bye?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The process started with Gaga and I meeting up in the dance studio. She played me the record, and we started to vibe and figure out how we wanted to move. Make it new, but make it hard.
She's the man behind the Stupid Love dance moves. Please welcome the House of Gaga choreographer, Richie Jackson.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
30.5 million views and counting.
Yes.
This music video is blowing up. How happy were you when she was like, I made some pop music and it's dance vibes?
I lived. I mean, she played me that song and I was like, and it feels good. It's a feel good record. So ecstatic.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait.
What's it like working with somebody who has so many ideas and they go from here to there to there? How do you hone in on something and say, okay, this is what we're gonna do?
What's that
process like?
The process is really just like, where are we at now? What does she want to do with, like, the way she looks? How she wants to move? What's the record? And then once I hear those things, I'm like, okay, how are we going to really move? And what's going to get the kids moving?
Yeah.
And then it starts from there.
You know it's what's going to get them gagging?
Yeah.
Because you know the gays, we're hard when it comes to the Gaga of it all.
Trust.
Like, we need it, and you gave it to us.
Yes.
I was just telling you in the break, like, I love your style of dancing because it's so not typical. Like, it really matches, like, the theme that she's trying to tell.
Thank you.
Just cool. It's funky. You've worked with her forever, right?
Yes, like, it's since been the beginning. 13 years.
13 years.
Wow.
How has Gaga changed from 13 years ago to today?
I mean, the music has changed. The styles have changed. But it's still the same person in there. There's still the same fight. We still want it the same. She still is like, what else can we do that's new, innovative?
Wow.
How can we make new art? And that's what I love. And every time we approach, you know, a new record, a new tour, it's always like, how can we mess up everyone's day?
Yeah. Have you ever worked with another artist that had that kind of drive, that had that, like, tenacity?
The only other artist I will say that's ever had something close to it is JoJo Siwa.
I love JoJo Siwa.
Love her, live for her. I'm working with her now. She's it's a miniature version of the same wants mm-hmm. and hopes and dreams and wants to change the world. Yeah.
Let me ask you this personal question,
yes.
because when you're a choreographer and you're a part of the dance and the process and you put something out, and a lot of times when an artist does something new, like when Joanne came out or, you know, it's like sometimes fans can't relate because they don't really resonate with the new sound, but yep. obviously people then come around to it.
100%.
But what's it like whenever you see the critics say, I want old Gaga back, mm. this is not my Gaga?
You know, the thing about it is it's like change is inevitable, right? And sometimes you have to try different things, whether they're gonna like it or not, sometimes they just make it about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like for what she's done and what we've done together and with even the movement, I've always been like, let's just go with it. If I trust her, she trusts me, let's go with it.
Yeah.
And if the critics love or don't love it, I mean, that's the risk, right?
Yeah.
We have to always know, well, we have to still, you know, like have our own backs no matter what. But
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
while we have you here, you know, everyone's trying to learn this dance. You gotta teach us one move, okay?
Yes.
You gotta teach us something.
Okay.
But don't put her into labor.
I'm definitely not gonna put her into labor.
That's a little early.
Okay, you two, this is how we're gonna do this. So, feet apart.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Boom. You're gonna hold this hand like this. You're gonna lean here, and you're gonna go over and here, and over Ooh. To the front. And now you speed it. Up and you love it and you eat it and see, we're already in the stupid love
Give me
video.
That camera. Give me that camera.
Mm.
Why didn't they have a big pregnant person in the music video? This
okay.
is perfect. Okay,
see, but
here's
they
the
came
thing.
Down.
He's actually like really good at dancing and he loves this, so I want you to try to teach him like a whole sequence
okay.
from the video, and then we're gonna put him to the test, okay?
You ready? You game?
Maybe eight.
Eight count.
I'm ready.
Okay,
right,
let's
well,
do it.
Justin works on this move. We'll be right back with advice on what to do if your child is being bullied. Next.
Stop being so excellent. No, not this excellent.
Yes, stop.
Raise your hands if you've ever been negatively affected by something that another girl has said or done to you.
I have been bullied and picked on because of my size.
You know, I still, even today, I never really told anyone how much it hurt.
I think I've been one of the best friends that I could be to anybody, and I'd just love to have a friend like that for me.
That was a clip from the documentary Finding Kind. And joining us now in studio are the two incredible women who produced it, Lauren Paul and Molly Thompson.
Hi.
Thank you guys so much for
Thank
being here.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us. You guys are the co-founders of the Kind campaign and here to help us celebrate International Women's Day this weekend. So first of all, tell us about the Kind campaign.
Yeah, so we founded Kind Campaign 10 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. We've been doing this for a decade. And this was before bullying was the conversation that it is today. And we were both in film school. We wanted to make a documentary about women's relationships and really just shedding light on this idea that we don't have healthy relationships and friendships
mm-hmm.
and wanting to understand why. And when we started shooting the film, it just really felt like we were kind of popping the lid off of something. Mm-hmm. People were just waiting to share this story, and that's when we were inspired to found Kind Campaign and have been doing assemblies and writing curriculum in thousands of schools across the world ever
amazing.
Since. So
what kind of things are in your curriculum that you tell schools?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have, as you saw, clips from the documentary Finding Kind, and that really is at the heart of our programming. So the two of us go into schools and we host assemblies that are 2 hours long. All of our programming, by the way, is free of charge.
Oh, wow.
And we're really proud to be able to offer that programming to schools because, as we've seen over the last 10 years, obviously this is a conversation that schools are looking for mm-hmm. curriculum and things to bring in. And so we go in and we do a two-hour assembly with the girls. We have different interactive activities. We do a Kind Pledge, a Kind Apology, which gives girls the opportunity to apologize for something that they've said or done, because a big message behind Kind Campaign is that we're not pointing the finger at anyone and saying, you know, you're a mean girl or you're a bully, because we've all been on both sides of this issue, and because of that, there's so much hope within the message of Kind Campaign. You know, we're the ones who can create change. And then we end the assembly with something called a Kind Card, which just gives girls the opportunity to say something kind to someone. And our favorite is when they're written to people, you know, they get up and they share these kind cards, and they're written to someone sitting in the audience who didn't even know that the person reading them the kind card knew that they existed.
Oh,
so you see this girl in the audience, and
I
she's like,
cry.
Oh,
it's really, yeah, there's
emotional,
lots of tears.
Yeah,
and the apologies, like watching a girl get up on one side of the room and walk to the other side of the room and hand an apology, and then for us to hear from the teacher afterwards that, like, they've been fighting for 3 years and it's been this huge problem at our school, and now they're
recognizing, like,
yeah,
that it's not,
and they're making
right.
amends, and
right.
and also how empowering that is, like, speaking to the apology. Apologizing is not only healing for the person you're apologizing to, but it's healing for you as
Absolutely.
Well, so that you don't have to look back and have regrets. And I think that's an important thing for people of all ages, mm-hmm, of course, yeah. not just people
what,
in school.
What advice do you have to her moms who has a child who's being bullied, and then on the counterpart
yeah.
of that, finds out their child is
a bully? Yeah, that's I'm so curious about that.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think sharing pieces of your own story is so important, whether you've been bullied or you've been on the other side of it. That's important to share too. And just for your kid to kind of know that you're willing to kind of break down that wall and have a conversation about it, I think just opens up a safe space. For us, I think one of the most important pieces of advice is to get your kid enrolled in extracurricular activities. It just creates a space where your child can feel confident and find a community outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
And just to, you know, ask them what they're interested in and get them involved in those things, because it...
They're all there sort of for the same common purpose.
Yeah,
so everyone tends
exactly.
to get along a
you're
little
not,
bit more in those.
Yeah, you're just not... You're not always able to completely escape what we go through in
yeah.
school. And so to have those communities, again, just, like, instills a sense of confidence as you're figuring out the things you're passionate about, and you make new friends and find people that are kind of like-minded. So we've really seen that, you know, asking those questions and figuring out, you know, whether it's soccer or a youth group or, you know, art class or whatever
yeah.
that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we last really want to talk about your bra collaboration. Nice.
Yes.
Harper Wild.
Yeah, we're really excited. In honor of International Women's Day, which is Sunday, March 8th, they're actually donating 100% of the proceeds from the Be Kind bra that we collaborated with.
I'm wearing it right now.
Oh,
and
wow.
it's very comfortable.
I like it.
It looks very cute.
Yeah. And just a really cool sentiment, too. You know,
yeah.
you, it's a perfect reminder when you're getting dressed in the morning to be kind not only to yourself, but to look out for ways to be kind to others. And the company is an amazing all-inclusive, you know, company, and we're really excited about the partnership.
Yeah.
And it actually continues for another week with 10% of the proceeds going to Kind Campaign after International
Everybody
Women's
buy
Day.
That
wow.
on Sunday, right?
Yes, Sunday.
Sunday. Sunday. Sunday.
Good.
Okay, Lauren and Molly, thank you guys so much
thank
for being
you.
Here. Appreciate it. You can learn more at kindcampaign.com. Coming up, does Justin have what it takes to be a dancer for Lady Gaga? He's been practicing. We're going to test his moves when we come back.
Okay, it's so funny. Yeah.
What would you feel like?
And
the
this, right? Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No,
I got it.
Have a
I got it.
And you feel like it's more with girls?
Yes! Get it!
And six. And five. And six. Let's work, let's work. And seven. Eight.
There we go!
Cool. Now rock it, now rock it, now rock it, and jump, jump, and hit, hit. Swing it, yeah.
No,
get
no,
it.
Yes,
get
yes,
it.
Yes,
rock it.
Yes,
and rock
Justin!
It.
Oh my gosh!
Hey, hey. Hey.
Huh. And look at those hips!
And a hit, and a hit, and a hit, and a hop.
Yes!
This is why I cannot be a professional dancer, because when I get it, I'm like, yeah, lose it, my turn, come on, do it. Thank
yes.
you so much
yes.
for being here.
That was
so
very good. Justin,
yes.
we need you over here.
Oh,
we need you over
God.
Here.
Oh, my God.
You killed it, buddy. That was
buddy?
So good, buddy.
You killed it, buddy.
You killed it. I'm so proud. I'm like a proud mom over here.
Don't even
get
play
over
with
here,
me.
Buddy.
Don't even play with me.
That one, he's like sweating.
Get you a man who can do both.
I mean, for real, though, that was
oh
a lot.
Girl, I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
Ooh, go to the next segment.
Okay, so as we said, Sunday is International Women's Day. To celebrate, we are teaming up with Capella University to see how much we know about Hollywood's most accomplished women. Are y'all ready?
Mm.
Okay,
yeah.
So with, first up, we've got which 90s singer worked as an elementary school music teacher? Before making it big, a music teacher. I think that
Alanis
was Cheryl
Morissette.
Crow.
I'm gonna go with Cheryl.
I'm going with Alanis Morissette. I don't know why.
I think it was Cheryl. I'm going Cheryl Crow.
They yes. look at the answers.
Okay, this celebrity's difficult childhood inspired her to open a leadership academy.
Oprah
for
Winfrey.
Women.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome
well,
to.
I didn't get a guess. Okay, who was the first woman to head a major Hollywood studio?
Katharine Hepburn.
Lucille Ball. Yay, I was right.
Yeah, Lucy and Desi opened one together.
Okay.
Desi Productions.
Which Crazy Rich Asian star turned down a job at a law firm to attend drama school? That was Constance Wu, I think.
Yes.
I'm going to go Gemma Chan.
Oh, Gemma's a pretty name.
I've been like asking everyone their girl.
Gemma's fabulous.
It's a beautiful name. Okay, which actress played club field hockey during college? Club field hockey. Shailene.
Emma Watson.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Field hockey is something they say in England because we call it lacrosse.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
There are no hints.
This star wanted to be a nun, but studied marketing before launching her acting career.
Alexis Bledel.
I'm going to say Elizabeth
marketing.
Banks.
I'm going to say Amy Adams.
Oh, Eva Mendes?
Yeah, that makes sense.
She does wear a habit all the time. Yeah.
And this musical icon beat Kanye West 9 times in a row at Connect.
Rihanna.
No, Beyonce looks like someone should be playing because I'm from the South. We used to play Connect Four like nobody's business.
I'm gonna go Alicia Keys, Beyonce. Okay.
You only get good at Connect Four if you got a sister or a brother. Okay, so Solange, you were the test dummy. I'm
all
sweating
right.
My.
That was fun. Okay, that's all right. You
wasn't I good?
You were so good. You learned it so quickly.
I was so good. He offered
me a
job.
We're gonna read your guys' thoughts on the diaper debate.
You look like me after the show.
So Cassie says she's Team Ashley. She says when you've got to change them, you got to change them.
Okay.
Danny says, I had to change my daughter on an airplane seat. I am wheelchair bound and could not get to the restroom. I felt bad, but the flight attendant just smiled and said, it's okay.
I get that.
That I understand.
I totally get.
Okay. Lachelle says, change the child however you need to, but why post it? Wendy's right. She did it for attention. I don't know. I shared my story, but it wasn't like
she's sharing it to be relatable, which I do understand. I mean, when you're a public person, your responsibility is to share those moments to make other moms feel better in the situation. So I get that. It's just you could look at it from both sides.
I think she just thought it was a funny moment and was just not putting a whole lot of thought
into it. I'm starting the weekend off positive. I am not. I'm about to be drunk for 48 hours. I have no issues right now.
I love you.
Am I sweating?
Coming up,
can we throw that in?
Can you tell if someone's in love with just one look? The video that is blowing up Twitter. This guy's so in love, by the way. Yeah. Get it, Justin. Look at that face.
Wait, he's going down and
This video of a work husband and work wife duo is blowing up on Twitter. Everybody's convinced he is in love with her with this look, guys. Right there. It's the head down. He's like, oh my God, I love you so much.
Who wouldn't be in love with her? Look at her. Is it a joke?
I was like, isn't Malika pregnant? Why is she up in here trying to act like she's not pregnant?
They are both stunning people.
They are.
They should be more than work people. They are hot.
But this is the issue with work husbands and wives. If you are not married already, you cannot call somebody your work husband because that's like putting somebody in the friend zone. Like, that's just my work husband. Like, if you are a single woman and attractive, and this man is a single man and attractive, and you are not married, 9 times out of 10, this man wants to be more with you, and you just keep on toying with him. Aww. Look at him.
She loves him, too.
You think she loves him from this video, too?
I'm sorry. These two should be, should be a couple.
Human resources would be on top of it, okay?
Look at it.
Human resources would not let that happen.
9 seconds of video. We are convinced these two are madly in love. They're going to get married, and they're going to have babies.
Let's watch it one more time.
Yes, let's watch it one more time.
They're really cute.
It's the way he looks.
Look at her. Are you kidding?
She does too, yes.
And also,
No, she's playing with him. She knows exactly what she's doing. Kitsa Naomi, stop doing this to this man.
It gives me all the feels.
Okay, sorry
we're wrapping up with some final thoughts on social on the diaper debate. Constance says, you young new moms need to realize that I couldn't even breastfeed my baby under a blanket in the corner of a Macy's without getting heat. It's a new world, girls. Change your baby wherever you want.
By the way, I will literally come for somebody if they go after a mom. Breastfeeding. No joke.
Danielle says, Justin, kill that dance routine. Great job. You're a fabulous dancer. Dancing should be your second job.
My backup plan.
All right, that's it for us today. I got to quickly say happy anniversary to my husband.
Oh.
We're celebrating 4 years
today. What are you guys going to do tonight? Have more babies?
No, I think we're good right now. But we're going to have a nice
occupied, rent controlled.
Have a good weekend, everybody. We will see you all on Monday. Bye.
We love you.
Bye.
Gaga, call me.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.